Chapter 2 Breakfast Habits in the Underwater City. Word List. Bagel. Bread. Butter. Calorie. Cereal. Cheese. Chips. Coconut sugar. Coffee. Croissant. Cucumber. Delicious. Egg. Fruit juice. Healthy fats. Honey. Jam. Junk food. Milk. Muffin. Nutritious. Olive. Omelette. Pancake. Sausage. Seafood. Tea. Toast. Tomato. Vitamin. Yummy. Expressions.
I prefer milk. I like pancakes. I don't like hamburgers. I want cheese. I don't want cacao. I hate junk food. Enjoy it. Can I have some honey?
Sorry, it's all gone, but we have jam.
Do you want some sausages?
Sure. No thanks.
What do you want for breakfast? What can I have for breakfast? What about some cheese? I eat seafood every day. What is your favorite food for breakfast?
My favorite food is omelette. Omelette, it's my favorite.
Chapter 2 Breakfast Habits in the Underwater City. 4 days later.
It's breakfast time in the underwater world. Arda looks tired.
This is crazy. We count and count and count. It never ends. I'm tired and bored. I don't want to go to the palace today.
Okay, don't go.
Arda is surprised.
Really?
Sure. Today is Sunday. Sundays are holidays. We don't count gold coins on Sundays. We run some errands, have fun, and rest.
Awesome. I really need a holiday.
Later, he looks at the breakfast table and stops smiling.
Oh, we eat fish here every day. I don't want to eat it today.
Fisher listens to Arda and says something. But his mouth is full of food, so Arda can't understand him well.
A. What does Fisher say? Some letters are missing. Guess and write. 1.
What do you want for breakfast?
I want sausages, bagels, cucumbers, eggs, olives, cheese, toast and tomatoes. I also want honey with butter.
2.
We have eggs. Do you want one?
Do we have eggs? Where?
3.
Here. I like eggs. They are nutritious.
Oh, but these are fish eggs. I want chicken eggs.
4.
We haven't got chicken eggs.
Too bad. I don't like fish eggs.
5.
It isn't too bad. Fish eggs have vitamins, healthy fats, and calories. They aren't junk food. Do you want some?
No, thanks.
B. Read part A again and draw Arda's dream breakfast table below.
Arda is having breakfast. He looks very sad. Fisher watches Arda for a while.
You have weird breakfast habits in Magnific. You're a sea boy now. And what do sea boys eat for breakfast? Seafood! We eat seafood every day. For example, my favorite food is fish sausages. It's our traditional food. They are full of healthy fats and calories. Here they are. Try these. Yummy.
Oh, they are awful. I hate fish sausages.
Awful? No, they aren't. They are delicious. What about you? What is your favorite food for breakfast?
For breakfast, an omelette.
Fisher is confused. It's the first time he hears the word omelette.
C. You are Arda. Choose the correct pictures to answer Fisher's questions. 1.
Omelette? What is it?
Picture A.
What else do you like?
I like butter and jam.
Butter and jam? What are they?
2.
Picture D.
That's weird. Do you really eat those?
Yes. I eat butter and jam with muffins. They are yummy.
Muffins?
3.
Picture A.
And what do you usually drink for breakfast?
I drink milk.
Milk?
4.
Picture C.
D. Fill in the blanks with the correct sentences in the boxes.
I know what milk is, but it's for babies.
No, it isn't. I always drink milk. It's delicious.
See, you have weird breakfast habits. We eat seafood here. Eat fish or you get hungry.
Arda looks at the table.
Okay. I can eat fish. Can I have some fish eggs with it, please?
Fish eggs? Sure. Do you want fish sausages too?
Arda looks sad.
Yes, I do. I hate fish sausages, but I'm very hungry.
Oh, I'm sorry. Fish sausages are all gone. What about sushi?
Okay, I can eat it.
After breakfast, Arda feels very tired and he falls asleep on his chair. In his dream, he goes to a restaurant in Magnific and a waiter comes.
Hi, what can I have for breakfast?
We have croissants, pancakes and muffins. Which one do you want?
I want muffins. No, wait. I want croissants. No. I want pancakes. Oh, I want all of them.
Sure. What do you want to drink?
I want fruit juice.
Sorry, we don't have fruit juice. We have tea and coffee.
Okay, I prefer tea. Can I have coconut sugar with my tea, please?
Sure. Enjoy your breakfast.
Thank you.
E. Complete the breakfast menu of the restaurant in Arda's dream.
Arda, wake up, somebody says. Arda wakes up and looks around. It's a dream, he thinks. Then he starts crying. Everyone is surprised.
No, I don't want to wake up. I miss my family. I miss my friends. I miss my life in Magnific.
At that moment, Shasha comes in.
Angelique wants to see the new sea boy.
Arda stops crying. He feels worried. He looks around and asks for help, but no one can help him. So Arda follows the shark and they go to the palace. Angelique is sitting on her throne. She turns her head and looks at Arda.
Shasha says you are unhappy, Arda. What's the problem?
Arda doesn't answer her question for a few seconds. Should I tell her the truth? Or should I tell a lie, he thinks. He looks at Angelique. She doesn't look angry, So, Arda decides to tell the truth.
I hate seafood. I hate counting gold coins. I hate this place.
Angelic smiles.
Would you like to go back to Magnific? Your friends want to see you. Your parents miss you.
She stands up, walks down, and comes next to Arda. The sun on her stick shines. She raises her stick, and a big bubble appears. Arda can see Magnific in that bubble. He can see his friends, his teachers, his mother, and his father. They're having breakfast on picnic tables at the park now.
F. Look at the pictures. What are they eating?
Angelic points at the magic bubble.
Would you like to go there? Would you like to have breakfast with them?
Yes, of course. But how?
She raises her stick and the bubble goes away.
Give my treasure back. Then you can go.
I can't. I helped ill animals with that treasure. It's all gone.
Angelic looks surprised. She is interested in Arda's words.
You helped ill animals?
Yes. My parents are veterinarians. We help animals that need help. We cure them. But we must use expensive medicine and materials for this.
Angelic doesn't say anything. She listens to Arda carefully.
I need some time. I must think.
Arda smiles. Maybe there is hope for me, he thinks. Maybe I can go back to Magnific.
Now, check all your answers in this chapter. Work on your mistakes. Then, go to page 137 and get your award. Cut and stick it on My Treasure page at the back of the book.